Summer, start your engine. Middle Coast Focus. Corpus Christi Area. By Captain Joey Farah. May and June signal the official start of summertime fishing. Weekends will be flooded with local and traveling fishermen, most hustling for live bait from local marinas and bait camps. This is the first time that live croaker are available. For the first few weeks, trout limits will come easy. After a month, trout within the new slot limit will be hard to find. When you find an area that produces a few fish, bump downwind 50 to 100 yards looking for similar structure, instead of picking up and moving long distances. I will be using lures all summer, catching trout on top waters and soft plastics at dawn, then when the winds pick up, drifting the shallow flats on the east side of Baffin Bay for shallow schools of redfish. The Meadows and 9 Mile Hole are miles of flats waiting for you to drift. I like long casts with small topwaters when we have a stiff wind and not a lot of floating grass. Whitewater blowups from furious redfish will stop drag and run you around the boat several times. Classic summer colors are the red/white, Texas croaker, and mole in the DOA 3-inch Cal Shad. I like a 1/4-ounce jig head for long casts and burn it at a pretty fast retrieve. Another of my favorite summertime redfish baits is the DOA 5.5-inch jerk shad, with a light 1/16-ounce jig head. This bait will cast far and skip and dart across the shallow flats without diving into the bottom. It also mimics a ballyhoo, baitfish, or needlefish and sends redfish in a charge behind it, striking it in a ball of exploding water. At dawn's first light, we will be using soft plastics to bring to hand lots of slot to over slot trout from the edges of the ICW Canal, the land cut, and the large rock piles in Baffin Bay. Refrain from casting over the rocks, as most of the trout will be just beside them, chasing bait around the structure. Topwater baits are very useful in the mornings in May and June, during the first hour of the day. I always get more strikes on topwater with monofilament line, or braided line with a longer than 2-foot leader. This gives a stretch to the line and creates a more natural flow of the topwater bait. Surf fishing will also heat up here along the southern Texas coast. Snapper season will start in June and will be popular for smaller boats when the seas lay flat. Close oil platforms to Port Aransas, Packery Channel, and Port Mansfield will all offer good near-shore snapper fishing. Fish the bottom with squid, shrimp, or live pin perch. Often, the largest snappers hold up current of the platform or suspended halfway up. Follow all our hookups on Facebook and Instagram at Joey Farah's Backwater Fishing. Email Captain Farah at jfarah@yahoo.com. Or find him online at facebook.com/Joey Farah's Backwater Fishing Adventures. Thanks for listening.